Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply Happy Thanksgiving. We're at the time of the year where everyone's going to be excited about the great food all around the table, and we're all going to express our gratitude for the things that we're thankful for. I want to submit to you that leveraging gratitude is also a way to boost productivity and sales. You may wonder, how can I boost sales just by being thankful? There's a humongous benefit to showing gratitude to everyone you meet, whether they buy or try your products or not. I can remember being in Atlanta, and there was a guy down on his luck, and he had a sign, and I was too far away at the four-way stop initially to see what the sign said, but I was amazed at how many people were letting down their windows and handing this guy dollar after dollar after dollar. And I've seen all the signs. Of course, I'm sure you may have seen some of these before, and some of them say we'll work for food, some say various things, and I was curious to say, I wonder what this guy's sign said where everybody's giving him some money. Well, when I got close enough to see, his sign simply said, "Thank you for even thinking about helping me. Thank you for even thinking about helping me." Amazingly, it made an impact on everyone who read it, and everyone he saw, whether they gave him something or not, he looked them in the eye and he said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Well, that created an environment where people wanted to be a part of his life in that regard. They wanted to help him. Well, by the same token, there are principles of gratitude that resonate with clients. There are principles of gratitude that resonate with the people that we're working with, that we're attempting to close deals with. And if they can detect those principles of gratitude, they'll be more likely to want to engage in long-term fruitful business. There is a five-step process outlined in the acronym THANK. THANK is an acronym that outlines our five principles of gratitude. First of all, that T says we want to thank our clients for their time. Yes, I always say that life is simply segments of time. And when someone gives 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever the case may be, they've given a segment of their life, and it's worthy of thanks. When you take the time to thank a prospect for their time, either via email or at the beginning or the end of a presentation, however it's conducted, you want to make sure that they recognize you are grateful for the time they've given. That H is for the honesty. Think about it. You know, there are people we can communicate with that give us honest feedback, and we appreciate that. Everyone won't like the products or services you sell or offer. They may not like the concept. They may not like the company. They may not like the leadership. They may not like a lot of different things about what you're promoting, and their honesty to be candid enough to tell you that is another point of gratitude. You should be thankful for it. In fact, you may be sitting with someone and you may say to them, "Listen, the reason I came to you is because I knew you would be honest. I thank you in advance for your honesty, because once I make my presentation to you, I know you're going to tell me exactly what you feel, and I appreciate that in advance." The A says, "I'm going to thank them for their attention." Again, giving you time is one thing. Giving attention is another. Have you ever tried to complete a sales presentation and the person you were talking to was in the middle of 15 different things? They were returning phone calls, looking at their cell phone, answering and responding to text messages and emails, and trying to put out fires here and there that were taking place in their office. Therefore, when you find someone that is willing to give you the time and undivided attention required for you to make your full-scale presentation and communicate to them about what you believe, then that's another point worthy of thanks. And the end says negotiation. Business is all about negotiation. You need an hour of someone's time. They only have 30 minutes. You know you can't get it accomplished in 30 minutes, and you say, "Well, can we try 45? That's a negotiation. You want them to show up for a meeting, and they may not be able to come, but you ask them if they can send someone. That's a negotiation. And when people are willing to negotiate with you, that simply means they have a great degree of respect for who you are and what you do. Otherwise, they would never even give you the time of day to even engage in a negotiation. So be sure
here to thank them for their negotiation, for their willingness to compromise. They want to be paid on X terms and you can pay them on Y terms. Whatever the case may be, if there is a negotiation in place at any level, make sure that you are appreciative and show that appreciation for the negotiation. Finally, you want to thank them for their knowledge. You can learn something from everyone. I just gave you a story before of what I learned from a gentleman down on his luck begging on the street corners of Atlanta. You can learn from everybody, and your clients need to know what you've learned from them and that you appreciate it. You may send them an email after the sales presentation, after your meeting, and you might say, I learned the following from you today when we were together. I learned this, this, and this. I'll never forget the lesson I learned, and I thank you so much for taking the time to teach me. And that resonates with them in a way that we could never imagine until we implement it. We've talked about the 5 key principles of thanks with our original THANK acronym that says we're thanking them for their time, their honesty, their attention, the negotiation, and the knowledge. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals. Have a great day.